outside is frightful, but the fire, it's so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought some corn for bobbing. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Well, hello, friends and listeners. It's that time of year again. Yes, it's that time of year again for Christmas pudding, mistletoe, presents, and goodwill and cheer to all men and women around the world. Welcome to the annual Happy Station Show Christmas program. Now, as you know, what has become a little bit of a tradition on the Happy Station Christmas Show is two stories, two extremely well-known stories. On the program today, I'll be reading "Twas the Night Before Christmas" and "How the Grinch Stole Christmas." So, stay tuned. To kick off the music on this Happy Station Christmas program, we begin with the one and only Andy Williams and his classic recording of Sleigh Ride. So, come on, everyone, all aboard!
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand. Just holding your hand, we're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy cozy are we. We're snuggled up together like birds of a feather would be. Let's take the road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. There's a birthday party at the home of Farmer Gray. It'll be the perfect ending of a perfect day. We'll be singing the songs we love to sing without a single stop at the fireplace while we watch the chestnuts pop. There's a happy feeling nothing in the world can buy. When they pass around the coffee and the pumpkin pie, it'll nearly be like a picture print by Courier and I. These wonderful things are the things we remember all through our lives. Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely when the four sleigh ride together with you. Let's take the road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely when the four sleigh ride together with you. Come on, it's lovely when the four sleigh ride together with you.
Andy Williams and Sleigh Ride beginning this edition of Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. I'm Keith Powell. Just the other day, I was trying to remember what kind of put me in the Christmas spirit for this year. Now, depending, of course, on where you live in Asia. I mean, if you live in Hong Kong and Singapore, it's quite common to see Christmas decorations sprung up in the shopping malls and everywhere else. The same can be said about Taipei. But in Taipei, it doesn't all happen at one time. Now, there are some little odd things about Christmas in Taipei that I should tell you about. We have two stores that are open 365 days a year. Well, actually, 360 days a year. There's a week that they're both closed for the Chinese New Year. Now, these two shops, believe it or not, specialize in Christmas decorations and Christmas trees. You name it, they have it. The largest one is called Christmas Season, which is actually not far from where we're located. The store itself is seven floors. Yes, 7 floors of Christmas decorations and other Christmas paraphernalia available throughout the year. I had a chance to speak to the two owners, and I said, just out of curiosity, because this, of course, is the Buddhist country, who do you target? And he said, oh, we target almost everybody, because, believe it or not, even some of the Buddhist temples will set up a Christmas tree. Now, unlike in other countries, Christmas here in Taiwan can be considered, well, a secular holiday. It doesn't matter if you're Buddhist, Jewish, Muslim, Christian, you could be following one of the local religions from the various different forms of Buddhism, but everybody celebrates Christmas in some way or another. And of course, it's also the time of year that shops can rake in profits. Last year in Taiwan, in Taipei, Kaohsiung, and Tainan, shops reported a 30% increase in sales from the previous year for the months of November and December. Extraordinary, isn't it? But getting back to my little tale, I was walking around Taipei, I think it was in the beginning of November, and I was near the Taipei railway station, the main railway station that services Taipei to the rest of the island. Well, I walked in, and to my amazement, there in the middle of the Taipei railway station stood, and I kid you not, a 22-meter tree, and just above it, Santa Claus and all his reindeer. That's what kind of put me in the mood this year. I have been back since, and since I first saw that tree at the beginning of November, they have now decorated the place in full. So I was thinking to myself, is this only the main railway station in Taipei? Or what about other ones across Taiwan? So I visited the Banqiao train station. Same thing. Huge Christmas tree. Decorations sprung up everywhere. The same goes for Tainan, Taichung, Yilan, Kaohsiung in the south, and even some of the smaller ones. So yes, even though Christmas is traditionally a Western holiday and is a Christian holiday, people here in the Buddhist nation of Taiwan do celebrate it as well. Time for more music. Here's Canadian jazz vocalist George Evans and The Happiest Christmas.
On Christmas morning I'd awake at 5, looking for the presents Mom would hide. Then, as I grew older, all the fun it did subside. Until today when I awoke with you on this, our very first Yuletide. This will be the happiest Christmas, with all of the fun of mistletoe kisses for boys and girls and misters and misses. And we'll all say Merry Christmas. This will be the happiest Christmas, with all the joy that fills up our wish list, to have a world where we can live in peace. This time will be the happiest Christmas of all those Christmases ago, when we would play like children in the snow. It's time to once again begin to let those angels sing. This will be the happiest Christmas with turkey and pie and all of the fixings. You can't deny how splendid all this is. My, oh my, it's the happiest Christmas of all. Turkey and pie and all of the fixings. You can't deny how splendid all this is. My, oh my, it's the happiest Christmas of all. With you by my side, it's the happiest Christmas of all.
The Happiest Christmas, George Evans. We now begin with our first tradition on the Happy Station Christmas Show, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
"'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hope that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster to midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. When they met with an obstacle mount in the sky, up to the housetop the courses they flew, with a sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed in fur from his head to his foot. His clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkle, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of the pipe that he held in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a real jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings and turned with a jerk. And laying a finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh and to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the dawn of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
It's a marshmallow world in the winter, when the snow comes to cover the ground. It's time for play, it's a whipped cream day, I wait for it the whole year round. Those are marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the evergreen trees. And the sun is red like a pumpkin head. It shines so your nose won't freeze. All the world is a snowball. See how it grows. That's how it goes. Whenever it snows, the world is your snowball. Just for a song, get out and roll it along. Oh, it's a yum, yummy world made for sweethearts. Take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar date. What if spring is late? In winter, it's a marshmallow world. Those are marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the evergreen trees. And the sun is red like a pumpkin head. It shines so your nose won't freeze. Oh, all the world is your snowball. See how it grows. That's how it goes. Whenever it snows, the world is your snowball. Just for this song, get out and roll it along. Oh, it's a yummy, yummy world made for sweethearts. Take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar date. What if spring is late? This winter it's a marshmallow world. Marshmallow world.
Marshmallow World, Tom Meyer. And before that, our reading of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. You're listening to the International Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. If you wish to contact us, our email address is very simple, hs@pcjmedia.com. That's hs@pcjmedia.com. If you wish to download this program again, or past editions of the show, please go to our website, www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. pcjmedia.com. Now, I want to take a moment to tell you about a very special program that we have coming up at the end of the year, which is really only a few days away. From January 1st, 2013, from 4 to 6 hours UTC, we're going to present a special live edition of Happy Station for listeners in North, Latin America, and the Caribbean on 9,955 kHz. Now, for those listening to this program on domestic stations in the United States, that time would be 11 p.m. December 31st, right until 1 a.m. January 1st, Eastern Time. So, from 4 to 6 hours UTC on January 1st, we're going to present a live edition of Happy Station for listeners in Latin America, North America, and the Caribbean on shortwave on 9,955 kHz. Now, if for whatever reason you're nowhere near North America, you can actually still listen to the program live between those hours through the web stream of PCJ Radio and our relay station, WRMI. So we do hope you tune into it because it's going to be a lot of fun. And my special co-host on the program is going to be the one and only Paulette McQuarrie. Time now for more music. Here's Tony Bennett and Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
You better watch out. You better not cry, you better not pout. I'm telling you why Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why Santa Claus is coming to town. With little tin horns and little tar drums, Rudy toot toots and rummy tum tums, Santa Claus is coming to town. And curly head dolls that toddle and coo, elephants, boats, and kitty cars too, Santa Claus is coming to town. Jubilee. They're gonna build a tar land town all around the Christmas tree. Better watch out, better not cry, you better not pout. I'm telling you why Santa Claus is coming to town.
The Christmas rush is through, but I still have one wish to make, a special one for you. Merry Christmas, darling. We're apart, that's true, but I can Christmasing with you. Holidays are joyful. There's always something new. but every day's a holiday when I'm near to you. The lights on my tree, I wish you could see. I wish it every day.
Merry Christmas, Darling, The Carpenters, and before that, Tony Bennett and Santa Claus Is Coming to Town. Let's now move to a very well-known story that we do every year here on the program, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Every Who down in Whoville liked Christmas a lot, but the Grinch, who lived just north of Whoville, did not. The Grinch hated Christmas the whole Christmas season. Now, please don't ask me why, no one quite knows the reason. It could be that his head wasn't screwed on quite right. It could be, perhaps, that his shoes were too tight. But I think that the most likely reason of all may have been that his heart was two sizes too small. But whatever the reason, his heart or his shoes, he stood there on Christmas Eve hating the Whos, staring down from his cave with a soury, grinchy frown at the warm, lighted windows below in their town. For he knew every Who down in Whoville beneath was busy now, hanging a mistletoe wreath. "And they're hanging their stockings," he snarled with a sneer. "Tomorrow is Christmas, it's practically here." Then he growled, with his Grinch fingers nervously drumming, "I must find a way to keep Christmas from coming." For tomorrow, he knew, all those Who girls and boys would wake up bright and early, then rush for their toys, and then, oh, the noise, the noise, 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 noise. That's one thing he hated, the noise, noise, noise. Then the Whos, young and old, would sit down for a feast. They'd feast, and they'd feast, and they'd feast, feast, feast. They would start on Who pudding and rare Who roast beast, which was something the Grinch couldn't stand in the least. And then they'd do something he liked least of all.
every who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, would stand close together, and Christmas bells would ring. They'd stand hand in hand, and those who's down in Whoville would start singing. They'd sing and they'd sing. They'd sing, sing, sing. And the more the Grinch thought of the Who Christmas sing, the more the Grinch thought, I must stop this whole thing. Why, for 50 years I've put up with it now. I must stop Christmas from coming. But how? And then he got an awful idea. The Grinch got a wonderfully awful idea. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. Ouch! You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana. Yes, huh. With a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you for anything, including a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Well, given the choice between you two, to be perfectly honest, yes, I take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. There are three words that describe you the best, and they are as I quote. Are you ready? Here we go. Stink, stank, stunk. You're a rottener, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato, splotted with moldy spots, Mr. Grinch. Yes, well, your soul is an appalling dump heap overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable. Huh. Yeah, well, it's not really that bad. Mangled up with tangled knots. You nauseate me. Yes, you do. Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous... super nosh. You're a crooked jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked horse, Mr. Grinch. Huh. You're a three-decker sauerkraut toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce. Oi. I know just what to do, the Grinch laughed in his throat. And he made a quick Santa Claus hat and coat. And he chuckled and chuckled, what a Grinchy trick. With this coat and this hat, I'll look just like Saint Nick. All I need is reindeer, the Grinch looked around. But as reindeer are scarce, there were none to be found. But did that stop the old Grinch? No. The Grinch simply said, well, if I can't find a reindeer, I'll make one instead. So he called his dog Max. Then he took some red ribbon and he tied a big horn on the top of his head. Then he loaded some bags and some empty sacks on a ramshackle sleigh and he hitched up old Max. Then the Grinch said, "Giddy up!" And the sleigh started down towards the homes where the Whos lay a snooze in their town. All their windows were dark. Quiet snow filled the air. All the Whos were dreaming sweet dreams without care. When he came to the first house in the square, "This is stop number one," the old Grinchy Claus hissed. Then he climbed up to the roof, empty bags in his fist. Then he slid down the chimney, a rather tight pinch. But if old Saint Nick could do it, so could the Grinch. He got stuck only once, for a moment or two, and then he stuck his head out from under the fireplace flue, where the little stew stockings all hung in a row. "These stockings," he grinned, "are the first thing to go." Then he slithered and he slunk, with a smile most unpleasant, all around the room, and he took every present. Popguns and bicycles, roller skates, drumsticks, checkerboards, tricycles, popcorn and plums. And then stuffed them into bags. Then the Grinch, very nimbly, stuffed all the bags, one by one, up the chimney. Then he slunk to the icebox. He took the Who's feast. He took the Who pudding. He took the roast beast. He cleaned that icebox as quickly as a flash. Why, that Grinch even took the last can of Who hash. He stuffed all the food up the chimney with glee. "And now," grinned the Grinch, "I'll stuff up the tree." And then the Grinch grabbed the tree and he started to shove, when he heard the small sound like the coo of a dove. He turned around fast and he saw a small Who, little Cindy Lou Who, who was no more than two. The Grinch had been caught by this little Who daughter, who'd got out of bed for a cup of cold water. She stared at the Grinch and said, "Santa, why? Why are you taking our Christmas tree? Why?" But you know, that Grinch was so smart and so slick, he thought up a lie, and he thought it up quick. "Why, my little tot," the fake Santa Claus lied, "there's a light on this tree that won't light on one side. So I'm taking it home to my workshop, my dear. I'll fix it up there, then I'll bring it back here." And his fib fooled the child. Then he patted her on her head and got her her drink and sent her to bed. And when Cindy Lou Who went to her bed with her cup, he went to the chimney and stuffed the tree up. Then the last thing he took was the log for their fire. Then he went up the chimney himself, the old liar. On their walls he left nothing but hooks and some wire. And the only speck of food that he left in the house was a crumb that was even too small for a mouse. Then he did the same thing to the other Who's houses, leaving crumbs much too small for the other Who's mouses. It was quarter past dawn, all the Who's still abed, all the Who's still a snooze, when he packed up his sleigh, packed up their presents, their ribbons, the wrappings, the tags, and the tinsel, and the trimmings, and the trappings. 3,000 feet up to the side of Mount Crumpet, he rode to the tip-top and dumped it. "Pooh-pooh to the Who's," the Grinchy Claus hummed. "They're finding out now that no Christmas is coming. They're just waking up. I know just what they'll do. Their mouths will hang open for a moment or two. Then all the Who's down in Whoville will cry, 'Boo-hoo-hoo!'" "That's the noise," grinned the Grinch. "I must simply hear." So he paused, and the Grinch put a hand to his ear. And he did hear a sound rising over the snow. It started in low, and then it started to grow. But the sound wasn't sad. Why? This sounded merry. It couldn't be so. But it was merry, very.
He stared down at Whoville. The Grinch popped his eyes. Then he shook. What he saw was a shocking surprise. Every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, was singing without any presents at all. He hadn't stopped Christmas from coming. It came. Somehow or other, it came just the same. And then the Grinch, with his Grinch feet ice cold in the snow, he stood puzzled and puzzled. How could it be so? It came without ribbons. It came without tags. It came without packages, boxes, or bags. And he puzzled for 3 hours, till his puzzler was sore. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't thought before. Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas perhaps means a little bit more. And what happened then? Well, in Whoville, they say, the Grinch's small heart grew 3 sizes that day. And the minute his heart didn't feel quite so tight, he whistled. And he brought back the toys and the food for the feast. And he himself, the Grinch, even carved the roast beast.
I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh, those holiday J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh, those happy J-I-N-G-L-E B-E-L-L-S. I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow
Doodle.
In a one-horse open sleigh.
Doodle.
O'er the fields we go
Doodle.
Laughing all the way.
Doodle. Bells on bobtail ring, making our spirits bright.
What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jing, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh, those holiday J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh, those happy J-I-N-G-L-E B-E-L-L-S. I love those jingle bells all the way.
While the merry bells keep ringing, may your every wish come true. Happy holiday, happy holiday. May the calendar keep ringing happy holidays to you. Seeing old friends, oh, the fun of it all. At holiday time, holiday time. Presents and goodies and everything fine. At holiday time, holiday time. Happy holiday. Happy holiday, happy holiday. May the calendar keep bringing happy holidays.
Peggy Lee, Happy Holiday. Before that, Frank Sinatra and Jingle Bells. I think we should squeeze in another song before we end off. Something for the children, or rather I should say, the child in every one of us. Alvin and the Chipmunks and the Christmas Song.
All right, you chipmunks, ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon.
Okay.
Okay, Theodore.
Okay.
Okay, Alvin. Alvin.
Alvin!
Okay! Christmas, Christmas time is near. Time for toys and time for cheer. We've been good, but we can't last. Hurry, Christmas, hurry fast. One's a plane that loops the loop. Me, I want a hula hoop. We can hardly stand the wait. Please, Christmas, don't be
okay, fellas, get ready. That was very good, Simon.
Naturally.
Very good, Theodore. Alvin, you were a little flat. Watch it, Alvin. Alvin. Let's not overdo it.
What do you mean, overdo it? We want to sing it
again. Now, wait
a minute, boys. Yes, cut it. Why can't we sing it
again? Alvin, cut that out. Wait a
second.
Theodore, just a minute. Simon, will you cut that out? Get off. Boys.
Alvin and the Chipmunks, featuring David Seville, with the Christmas Song. I suppose at the end of that, there are some people listening right now thinking to themselves, oi, this sounds like Christmas at my house. Oh, well. Anyway, we are now out of time. I'm going to be leaving you in a few moments. But before we go, I just want to remind you again about the special live edition of Happy Station happening on January 1st from 4 to 6 hours UTC, targeting North America, Latin America, and the Caribbean on 9,955 kilohertz. For those living in the United States, the time is 11 p.m., December 31st to 11 a.m. January 1st, 2013. A special live edition of Happy Station, and my co-host for the program is going to be Paulette Macquarie, and we have a lot of music and some other chit-chat and other things as well, so we do hope that you can tune in. Now, if you can't, of course, tune into it, because if you're not in that area, you can go to our website. The audio will be live there as we do the program, as well as through the relay station of Radio Miami International, which is WRMI.net. So there are three ways you can hear us. Anyway, that's it. That's all we have time for, friends. I hope you enjoyed today's program. We've had quite a bit of fun putting it together. And, you know, somebody said to me there was one year, the Christmas show, and I can't remember what year it was, but there was one year we also read other stories as well, Hanukkah stories and other stories surrounding Christmas, and why don't we do that this year? Well, you just sent us the email 2 days before this program aired, so We couldn't get to it. But, you know, remind us earlier next year. Or maybe we should just record next year's Christmas show right away. Then I could take it easy. Then it's out of the way. Silly thing to do since I have how many months to do it? Anyway, we're going to leave you right now with yours truly and the song Winter Wonderland that I recorded a couple of years back with the NHK Orchestra. So on behalf of everyone here at PCJ and everyone that helped put the program together, this is Keith Perron wishing you a very Merry Christmas. Bye-bye, everyone.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings his love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no man, but you can do the job when you're in town. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. Face the unafraid, the plans that we've made, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he's a circus clown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman, until the other kids just knock him down. When it snows, ain't it thrilling, though your nose gets a-chilling. We'll frolic and play the Eskimo way, walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland.